Welcome to Plus One, the voice of the Apache Software Foundation. I'm Rich Bowen. A little less than a month ago, the Apache Software Foundation elected a new board of directors. In this interview, I speak with one of those new directors, Emmanuel Lechanet.
Congratulations on your new board seat, and thank you for being willing to do that work.
Yeah, it was quite unexpected. I did not expect to be elected because I thought I was, a bit old and out of the loop. And Bertrand insisted for 3 or 4 years before that, I should present yourself for the board. And yeah. At this point, I thought it would be interesting time to be on the board, actually. Many things are going on. But I don't know. We'll see. You have been a board member. You know that it's not a position of power. It's much more a position of duty.
That's correct. It's a position of service, not a position of power.
Absolutely right. But in many ways, it's very, very close to be a board member at Apache, that to be a board member on any company, you're not doing things. You are just supervising things. And this is how I understand the whole job.
You have been around the Apache Software Foundation for quite a while. I think maybe as long as I have. What was your initial involvement?
I was looking for some piece of code LDAP related, and I found the LDAP server project in incubation. So I just found what I needed into it, but it was very buggy. So I asked for fixes, and at some point, Alex Carasulu told me, you're just annoying with your bug report. So just get into the code and fix it yourself. And that was it. I mean, this is how it all started.
Yeah, that's the best way to get started.
I started with basically coding on Apache Dears, and it was quite interesting, very challenging, and funny.
So in those 20 years, in your involvement with the software industry as a whole, what do you consider one of the most surprising or impactful changes during that time?
In the last 20 years, obviously, the impact of open source. When I started, open source was considered as cancer. Now it has metastasized all over the planet. Around 2010, something like that, open source was obviously the way to go for economic reasons, for quality reasons, and so on. That was one of the first big changes. The second was what I call the dockerization, or maybe virtualization of computers. Yeah. You were not anymore using your computer, you were using some virtual computer somewhere on the net. That has changed a lot. And another big move, I think something like 5 or 6 years ago, was a move out of the open source. I mean, you saw many projects, big projects that were open source that started to become for open source in the way those people working on those projects, and I can understand why they did it, try to protect their involvement by forbidding the providers of software, AWS and so on, the cloud providers, to use the software without giving back anything. And that was a big move, big change. And obviously, the last one is AI. Not sure it's such a big wave, but it's absolutely everywhere on internet right now. We have to see if it will going to be sustainable in the long term.
The reason that I ask that question is, as a director at the Apache Software Foundation, and having seen all of these changes over the years, how do you envision us remaining relevant in a world that looks so different from what it looked like in 1998?
It's a complicated question. The thing is that we are now embedding something like 400 projects, so it has become very big, and we have lost initial momentum. And this initial momentum was about a couple of hundred people knowing each other and doing things each other. I mean, I remember the conference back then. It was like big friendship, and the late conference I've been, you know, any. I mean, you go to this conference and you see nobody you know, or maybe a handful of people that you know. So it's a different. It's more professional in many ways. But it has lost initial excitement of novelty. So I guess we probably have to be careful about the project we accept. And also, many of the projects we are dealing with right now are very old and also stable. So it's much more about maintaining those projects than developing the projects. So if we want to gain traction, I guess we have to be more selective, probably, but it's not enough. We should probably mentor the new project much more than what we did before. And also, there is a cultural thing that is changing everything. 20 years ago, it was all about Europe and USA. Now it's, you know, China, India, etc. So we probably have some challenge regarding the culture and of course, the language. Still doing it in English, but there is some traction to do it in different languages for obvious reasons.
As a director now of the foundation, what do you see as something that you uniquely bring to the conversation that you can contribute to the board in the coming year?
I hope my experience. I'm not 20. Sadly, I'm 61. So I will try to bring some old wiseness, you know, like, you know, old people that know things, have done mistakes, and trying to help people avoid the same mistake we have all made in the past. And there are also a few things that I need to be discussed. Some political stuff, like, and there are discussion about it. I guess we need to build some what we call contingency plans. What if, for instance, internet is cut off for many reasons, like what we saw for the CPI, you know, the International Court, where the judge has been shut down from anything that is from USA. And this is politically dangerous. And I guess we are living in some complicated times, and we should protect the Apache Foundation. I can foresee, you know, time where country like Iran, Ukraine, Russia, maybe totally cut off the Apache Software Foundation. I can understand for Iran or North Korea, but we can imagine China to be cut off the Apache Software Foundation by the USA. And what do we do then? That's a complicated question. And we should be ready for offering another home for Apache for Software Foundation. We're not necessarily are going to have a new host for everything, but we should at least be ready to do it if needed.
Outside of your work and Apache, what do you do to fill your free time?
I don't have a lot of free time. I have a daughter, which is 9. I have a spouse, and she's very demanding, like every spouse. I mean, I have a mom with 86 soon, so it's also demanding. So I used to read a lot. I read a little bit less right now. I'm still interested in reading. I did some painting, didn't have time in the last 20 years. I play bridge a lot. I play Go. All those things are over now. You know, when you have a child, it's over.
Yeah, that's true. Thank you so much for your time, and especially thank you for your willingness to serve in this position. Like you said, it's not a position of power; it's a position of service and of duty. So, we really appreciate that.
Thank you.